Good morning. A Thursday morning, that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOnSego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
So good to hear your voice, healthy and clear. I know you have an update, of course, on COVID-19 from your region.
Yes, sir. Of course, David. All the news is coronavirus, and probably will continue to be for a while. There was a third Otsego County death yesterday, but otherwise the news is good. Positive tests are down. More people are leaving hospitals than are entering. Plus, our senator, Jim Seward, is back home in Milford and is in recuperation. Most business is at a standstill, although everybody's doing takeout. Sunday, the Otisaga did Easter dinner to go, and it sold out 115 orders, enough for about 400 people. In an interview, Heidi Bond, the county public health director, reported that worries about viruses intensified after 2011, when H1N1, SARS, and so on came to the fore. In recent years, training has been thorough. Today, the health department, 10 staff members supplemented by volunteers, can vaccinate everyone in Otsego County in 3 to 5 days. That's 60,000 people over 1,000 square miles. Pretty impressive. Of course, it doesn't matter right now since there's no vaccine for our particular problem. Heidi's staff is focused on ensuring people who test positive, some 150 in the past month, stay quarantined, have the food, medication, and even the paid leave they need. The contacts by people who test positive have to be tracked down and tested as well. One individual alone had made 40 contacts, so it can be quite a job. This week, we also reported a doctor at Bassett's Research Institute, Dan Frelick, has been authorized to run tests on local patients with 3 drugs, hydrochloroquine, the one Donald Trump promoted, and 2 others, that are possible cures for coronavirus. Most local hospitals don't get that opportunity, said Frelick. This is allowing Bassett to provide state-of-the-art COVID-19 treatments equivalent to any large institution in a big city. I don't know how many of our listeners know, David, but Bassett's always had a research arm. In the 1950s, Dr. E. Donald Thomas did some early experiments in bone marrow transplants. He moved out to Seattle and continued the experiments, eventually winning the Nobel Prize. So it's great to know we're still on the cutting edge.
His name is Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com. You can read all this and much, much more. Jim, we appreciate you joining us each Thursday. Stay healthy and safe.
Yes, sir. We'll talk in a week. Thank you.